is also mutter. Shari. For we have Yim Yim Adif Dosev. Yim Adif says no, this one case is also. For the Gemara, the Olor Abashi, the Shari, according to Abashi, it says even this case is mutter. We have all the meat. And the cover is not sealed. So it's always mutter. For the Gemara, Ivatanya, we learned in the Braisa, Ein Soilin Bosa, you're not allowed to roast meat. Now, according to Abashi, there's no Hechatim, so where is it also to be solid meat? According to Abashi, it's always mutter. Bottle onions or baits and eggs. Elikadesh Yitzalim by Jay, the Braisa is only if it's cooked before Shabbos. And the Gemara, Hossam, the Bisra Gumri. They were talking about not that it's in an oven. Talking about you have the meat, mamish, on top of the coals itself. He says, on the floor. You have coals on the floor and you put a piece of meat on top of the coals. There, everybody's masking with the gzera. Since it's mamish in front of your nose, and you can see that the meat is not doing so well, so there we're afraid you're going to come and hit the coals on Shabbos. Om Ravina, hi, Kro. You have a pumpkin. Chai, a raw pumpkin is shampadom. You're allowed to put it on the fire before Shabbos and let it cook through Shabbos. Why keep on the kosher lezika? Since you put it in a tanner, you want it to keep closed. Since for opening it up, the wind will come in as bad for the pumpkin, as kibisu the diadomi. It's diamond to basar that the wind is bad and sakamutav. Right. But the Maisim, we have a blech, you won't have the shaylus here though. If you have a blech, there's no shaylus. But only be a shaylus if something is not cooked legami before Shabbos. But most of all, our food is always cooked well before Shabbos, so anyway, you won't have these gzeres. Right, the Beshama Yemer Meimoichri. Beshama says you're not allowed to sell something to a goy right before Shabbos, unless the goy takes the chepes and gets to his house before Shabbos. Tore Rabbon. You're not allowed to sell something you own to a goy on Erev Shabbos unless he gets home before Shabbos. You can't lend him something. Shaila usually means lending something, he'll give it back. I mean, you give him a kli, then he'll return the kli. The same thing then. Halvoz the trashi is lending, but davra nitin like so, like money. You lend somebody money, you don't get back the same money, you get back something else. So Bisham holds both things are awesome. Lo yiv lenu. V'lo yitein le matoni. You can't give a goy matona. Ela kedei sheyegia lebeisai. Unless the goy is able to get home before Shabbos. Because according to Bisham, his exerit looks as if he's your shliach. Since he's leaving your house right before Shabbos, people think like you told him to take this kli for you, and he's carrying it for you someplace. So goy is doing a melacha for you on Shabbos. That's awesome. That's Bishamis gzeirus. Ubeisil loyimim don't know. Kadei shigil lebeis hasomuk lechoyma. He has to true get to his city, but he doesn't have to be able to reach his house. Now, if he reaches the first house in that city, it's muta. Abu Reb Kiva, I'm a local hill like Abu Kiva, Kedei Shiyetu Mepesach Beisai. No, the Pshan Beisil is, it's enough that the Goy leaves your house before Shabbos. Once he leaves your house before Shabbos, even though now it becomes Shabbos and he's walking home, there's no Gzeira. Because Bemisin is not carrying it for you. He bought something or he borrowed something he wants to use for his own purpose. So he's carrying it for his own purpose, there's no Gzeira. Om Reb Yosef, Reb Yehuda, Heinein Dibri Reb Kiva, Heinein Dibri Beisil. Loibor Reb Kiva, Alafarish Dibri Beisil. His Reb Kiva is not a third cheetah. Reb Kiva is saying shot in Beis Hillel. According to Beis Hillel, as long as the goy leaves your house before Shabbos, it's mutter. But he said, Einach Nami, on Shabbos Gufa, the goy comes into your house and he wants to pick up a jacket or something left in your house, even though he's taking his own things, it's awesome. Because that's Mechse, since he leaves your house on Shabbos, it looks like you gave it to him on Shabbos to carry for yourself. So even according to Beis Hillel, it's only mutter, you have to leave your house before Shabbos. But on Shabbos, you can't come into your house and walk out with something.
Can you throw an answer?
What? The what?
The Torah of an answer that we used before, we can use again. They wouldn't even call Shabbos.
He's doing it though. There's exactly. The only thing we spoke, you know, it's still Mechse. It looks to people as if he's taking something for you and going away. That'll be awesome. The only Shabbos we spoke about last week was among the Shalavis, among by diaper service. More they have diaper service coming to hell. So usually they come, whenever they come, Thursday they come. And Amol Yom Tov comes out on Thursday. So you're allowed to let the diaper service come into your house and take out the diapers. The Chura Goy is coming into your house. He's walking out with it on Shabbos, on Yom Tov. That Chura should be Yosser. Now there's a Ksas Heter, because there it's a non-Sadik. Yeah, everybody knows you didn't call him up today, like you're not telling him to come and take it. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows the diaper service comes by themselves. There are days when they come, you're not telling them to come. Same thing with the garbage. If a guy takes the garbage, comes in, if you have the garbage in your house, in your backyard, so you have to come into the backyard, take out the garbage on Shabbos. It's also a shayla. But also, we make it there, because everybody knows the garbage man, you didn't tell him to come. Like, he comes on his own. But Stam a guy comes into your house to pick up a keli, that's the gzeira. It looks as if you're telling him to carry the keli for you. So that's also on Shabbos. It's only mutter if he leaves your house before Shabbos. Tana Rabbanan. You can't sell chametz to goy elim kem yodeya bosh yichla koyd mafesach. Divrei Beishamah, zeh Beishamah. Beishamah holds that anytime you own your chametz, there's an issue, you have to make sure it's burned. There's no way to sell it to a goy. If you only sell it to a goy, you know he'll eat it up before Pesach. But if it's still going to be around at Pesach, there's no way to. Or Beisilol, menol alochel, like Beisilol, kol zaman shemutal lech lochloi, kol zaman you'll have to eat chametz, even every Pesach in the morning, is mutal amorchu, you'll have to sell your chametz to a goy. Abi, the goy owns it before Pesach, it's mutal. Reb Yehuda Aimer, also like Beishamah Shita, kuta chabavli, that's the type of a mustard that you use to dip bread into, to dip things into, the chol mini kutach, anything else that you don't eat it so fast. There was this thing like mustard stays a long time. Is and in this kutach was chametz, there was bread. Is out of you the also limchol lamed yom kodem pesach. You're not allowed to sell to a goy even 30 days before Pesach. Right, like Beishamah Shittim, that you have to make sure that the chametz you own is destroyed before Pesach. So it doesn't help you to sell to a goy because usually it takes 30 days till this kutach is eaten up. But halacha we don't hold like this. Shrashi kutach habavli noistem by chametz. Used to put chametz in this kutach. He didn't eat it at one time. El litfaba used to use it to dip things in like mustard. V'yena kol azman rubi, you don't finish it up for a long time. So shloishim yed rashi mishamaschilin lidroish vilchas pesach chalo azoras pesachalov. Once you start learning hilchas pesach 30 days before, that's when you have to start worrying about being prepared for pesach. That's the yudishit. Tana rabbanan noisten mezoinos lefnei hakelif pechotzer. If you have a dog, you're allowed to put out food in your chotzer. It's your Rishus HaYochid. You can put it out even on Shabbos. Noitloi v'yotzer, then the dog takes the food and starts to walk outside to Rishus Rabin, is ein zokkinloi. You don't have to stop him. Because when you put down the food, you didn't put it down directly that he should carry it outside. As far as you're concerned, he could eat it right here. That the dog takes it outside, it's like doing something by his own, that's mutter. Ki yotzeboy, the same halacha is, the guy, a poor guy, comes in. There's also an Indian to give him food to eat. You're allowed to give him even on Shabbos. You're allowed to put down the food in your backyard. Why? Because minastam, the guy could eat it there also. It's not mukha. When you're giving it to him, he's going to carry it out to Rishus Rabin. It's possible he'll eat it there. Not like then the guy takes it, the yotz, and walks outside with it. You don't have to stop him. For the Gemara Sulam, what do I need two cases for the exact same halacha, dog and a goy? And the Gemara Hainuach, the same thing. Mal the same, I would think, Hi Romulei, Kamash Malon. I would think, no, a dog, it's Romulei. If you own the dog, there's a chiyuv for you to feed him. Like your behema, you have to feed your behema. So Mazai, maybe there it's worse. Mashenk and a goy, there it's mutta, I would think, because you have to feed him. Mashenk and a goy, it's not Romulei for you to feed him. I would think that's also Kamash Malon, even that is also mutta. Rashi Kelev Romulei Lazoina. But so Tzai speaks out here, this even goes according to Beishamai. Afilu Beishamai the Rogul Oichle Miyad, because when you give food, it's something that your Rog will teach right away. Over the Tzai Vedavke Mezoinis Avoshar Chveitza Masurim Afilu Beisilul Tleshar Beisil Ela Ber Shabbos Avoshabbos Loi. Let's say a guy like wants a clothing. He says, I'm freezing outside now, give me a coat. So then it's also for you to get, or called the mutter, because he's not called carrying it. Alright, Louis Tzu, he wants to carry home the coat. He says, Kalo, I'm not going to wear it right now, I want to carry it home. Then it's also for you to put the coat outside. Because if you know for sure he's going to take it and walk outside with it, even Quanta Vesilu, it's something, like I said before. Quanta Vesilu, you're not allowed a guy walk out from your house carrying something. Because it looks as if you told him to carry it out. So it's only mut to hear the case where you're putting food in the chotzer, because minastam, he'll eat the food right now. That when he walks out, it's not called like you told him to walk out. But if you give him a chayfa that's oymit for him to walk out with, that would be awesome.
He's cold, he's nowhere to come.
Yeah, I'm saying right. That's what I'm saying, right. Cold is right. Cold is a bad example. If he wears it, it'll be mutter. So in the case where he says he's going to carry it, I'll give him a suitcase. The guy says, I need a suitcase now, give me a suitcase. So you know, Klo is going to take the suitcase home with him. He's not going to leave it there in the chotzer. He has no use for it. So you're not allowed to put a suitcase down the chotzer and let the guy walk outside with it. But that's called like you gave the guy something to walk outside with. It's exactly when the rabbi looks as if he's carrying it for you.
This kind of food, even if you know he's going to take it home, you could still give it to him because he's able to eat it in the yard.
I'm not sure. If you know 100% he'll take it out, I'm not sure. Here the pshat is because Pasha, he could eat it there. He could eat it there. Tana Rabbanan. And now I'm to rent out your kelim to a goy erev Shabbos. You can't rent out your car to a goy erev Shabbos. But Wednesday and Thursday it's mutter to rent it out. So this can't be going according to Beis Shammai, because according to Beis Shammai it's also to rent out your car even Wednesday and Thursday also. Because since the goy is going to work with it on Shabbos, there's an issa shvisas kelim. Your kelim is not allowed to do malacha. So this is also according to Beis Hillel. And the time is because it looks like you're making schiris on Shabbos. Hey, on Friday, if you rent it out on Friday, since for sure he's going to use it on Shabbos, what is he renting it for? He's renting it to use the car over Shabbos. So it looks like if you're making business on Shabbos, that's awesome. Shouldn't rent out a kli that the guy is going to use on Friday. Because on Friday, it looks like you're doing it for Shabbos. Mashenken, Wednesday and Thursday, it doesn't look like you're doing it for Shabbos, so there's no issa in the Rabbonin. Trash la yaskir adam kelev lasas bem locha, the guy should do a locha, bearer Shabbos. De niros a trashi, shemas kiru la tzorcha Shabbos. It looks like you're renting it to him that he should use it on Shabbos, and you're getting paid for it, so you're getting schar Shabbos. That's also to do with Rabbonin. Ki yaitzuba, another locha is, ein mishalchin igaras biyad nochri. You can't send a letter with the goy, bearer Shabbos. On Erev Shabbos, he can't send a letter with a goy. Because Mestami is going to carry the letter on Shabbos for you, so that's awesome. But Dalar of the Hey Mutter, Mashenkin Wednesday and Thursday, then you could send a letter with a goy. And since it doesn't look like he has to do it on Shabbos. Omru Allah bar Rabbi Yisi HaKoyin, Rabbi Yisi HaKoyin was Machmir, V'Amri lo, Rabbi Yisi HaChosid, some said no, was Rabbi Yisi HaChosid, Shle Nimsa Ksav Yodu B'Yad Nochim Yilim. He never sent a letter that had his Ksav Yodu on it B'Yad HaGoy. Because he was afraid sometimes the goy will be carrying it on Shabbos, and since it had his ksav yodah, has his writing on it, people will know it's from him, and people will be choshish, maybe he gave it to the goy to carry on Shabbos. So that's a big chumrah, his chumrah. Of the locha, just on Friday, it's also to do it. But if you do it Wednesday or Thursday, that's mutter. Now we'll soon see the locha about a letter, about mailing a letter. Tana Rabbanan, Ein mishal chini geres biyad nochi erev Shabbos. You're not allowed to send a letter with the goy erev Shabbos. Eliim came koitzis leidomim. Unless you make up a price claw. I say, I'll pay you $1 to do it. So we say now when the guy does it on Shabbos, takes the letter, he's not working for you. It's called he's working for himself. He wants to get a dollar. So that's the hefter why you're allowed to put mail in the post. Since we pay our 13, no, 20 cents already, you pay the 20 cents. So it's considered that the mailman is doing it for himself. He wants to make money. He's not doing it for you. He's not doing the payment for you. He's doing it for himself. He gets paid for it. So since it's cut, it's like, dumb will be mutter. What? That's another shayla. That's another shayla. It's not this halacha. He may be machshel yid to do it. That's another shayla. We'll talk about it later. But here, sending it to a guy, if it's kotzas, leidomim, that's mutter. Lim came kotzas, leidomim. Beishamayim kidei shigia lebeisai. The guy has to reach his house before Shabbos. When you send him the letter to get to another town, Abi gets to the first house in that town. If we're talking about you made a tzitzi, you paid him, it's mutter. What do they have to reach the town for? You're allowed to send it to him. The Pshan writes like this. It's true. If you paid the guy money to take in the letter, that's always mutter. But in case you're not paying him money, you didn't make up a price yet, then the guy is doing it for you, then it depends. You're only allowed to send him the letter if he could get home before Shabbos. So he won't do him locha. It doesn't look like he's doing something for you on Shabbos. Not to his house mamish, but if he gets to his city and the first house in the city, that's mutter. I said the Reisha can't send at all. On Friday, the Reisha says if he not kotzas, it's also to send a letter at all. Mashm, whether he gets home or doesn't get home, it's also. No kasha. One case is there's a post office in the town. There's no post office in the town. Post office of Pshat then, there was the postman that if you send a letter to that town, all you have to do is just bring the letter to him. When it gets there, he takes care and gives it out in the city. So when you gave the letter to the guy, if the guy takes it to that city and there's a post office there, so he'll give it to the postman right away and he's finished. He won't do anything more. Mashenker, if there's no postman in the town, then we're afraid the guy himself is going to have to go around till he gets to the guy's house. So it's not enough that he gets to the town. We're afraid even if he gets to the town, the guy's not going to be home now. So wait till tomorrow morning and give it to him. He'll go on Shabbos morning and give it to him. So since he's the guy that you gave the letter to, it looks as if the guy is doing it for you, and that's awesome. So if you don't have a special postman that you just have to give it to him and he'll take it over, that would be awesome. But this is only providing you didn't make a ktsitsa. You didn't pay him. But if you pay the postman like we do, then it's mutter.
You say Rabbi Akiva's
mother's
birthday cylinder, like you said before?
Yeah. Trashi, Vamadresha Meshach and Elite Kotz Doyer. Shulton ear the mayor. Valay Rigidl and Shlech Gurus. He took care of all the Gurus. So when the guy came to the city, there's no gzera. The guy is going to take it to the person's house on Shabbos. Or as soon as he gets to the city, he just has to give it to the postman there. And that person takes care. So that person is not a shliach from you. You didn't talk to that person. That's no gzera if that man will give it out on Shabbos. It's only gzera if the guy that you gave it to, he'll give it out on Shabbos.
Why can't the pay that wants to do malach come to my house to do
malach? It'll be cut to talk. In your house, those are gzeras. Then look, it doesn't help in your issues. Looks like you told him to do it on Shabbos. We'll see. There'll be a lot of that. The Rebbe Moshe talks about the Shalom is though to be machshel. I'm only a postman though that a Jew. So if you put a letter Friday in the mail, the furah you'll be machshel that this Jew is going to do malach on Shabbos if he's a Yiddish postman. So Moshe thinks writes in the shul. Look, I didn't look up recently. I think he makes a chiluk. A place like Borough Park, a place like where there are a lot of velta Jews there. Then maybe you have to be machmed. Maybe one of the postmen there is a Jew. But Shaykh, you got out of town, that there's very few Jews there, so you don't have to be choshed that the postman will be a Jew. So then, Mistama wrote postman Zagoyim, then there will be a Nishash. Right. Tana Rabbon. Ein mafligin besvina, you can't go on the ship, take a big trip. Pochus megimu yom, kredim shilah Shabbos. At least 3 days before Shabbos, you have to go on the boat. But if you didn't make it 3 days before, you can't go on Thursday or Friday, you can't go on the ship. The medevam amurim with varashus. You stop going for a pleasure trip. Al v'davar mitzvah, you're going for davar mitzvah shapadami. Then it's mutter. There's a lot of different time and what's the issa going on the svina. Some learning is that it's exera that maybe in the middle of your trip ride on Shabbos is gomah sakona, and you're going to have to do a malacha. So not to put yourself in a mass of doing sakona, you shouldn't go 3 days before Shabbos. Because 3 days before Shabbos, you have to start thinking about Shabbos to make sure you won't be in such a matzav that on Shabbos you'll have to do the malacha. Mashenkin, before 3 days, you don't have to think about Shabbos. Another reason is that it takes you 3 days till you get used to the ship. So you're not going to have any Shabbos. The first day you get in the ship, your stomach turns over. Yeah. So if you go right before Shabbos, 2 days before Shabbos, when it comes Shabbos, you're not going to enjoy your Suda. So Melat, Mavatl, any Shabbos, you shouldn't go 3 days before. Mashenkin, on Dvar Mitzvah, that's Mutla. Like, Oisik, Mitzvah, Potom, and a Mitzvah. Since you're going to Dvar Mitzvah, that's Mutla. Some people say to go to Eretz Yisrael, it's called the Dvar Mitzvah. You let it go on the ship before Shabbos. Al Dvar Mitzvah Shapadon. Upoisikimo, you have to tell the captain. Al Manas Lishvas. You have to tell the captain, please rest on Shabbos. V'yein Neshavis, even though he doesn't listen to you, but at least you have to tell him. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe Shimon Gamliel ain't a tzorich. No, you don't have to tell him this. You don't have to tell him not to work. If I'll tease the guy, let him do it. Umotso Litzidon, Mashen the goat, Mitzur Litzidon, a short ride, I feel a bear of Shabbos Mutter. Because you're going to get there before Shabbos. And there's no Shalom. Trashim.
By a plane trip. Sending with the Mitzidon in most of our cases.
Mafrid Rashim, Mafligin Rashim, Mafligin, Mafrishim and Yabosh, you leave the dry land, Liam, the Zelosh and Aflogus Vina, Shem Shmaflagasum and Yishiv, you're going away from the Yishiv. Opoistikim, Anokri, Amnath, Lishvas, Bensor of Lishvas. You have to make up a tonight with the guy, the captain, you shouldn't do any lochas on Shabbos, even though he doesn't listen to you. Mitzul Litzidun, Ein Elam Halach Yoim, Uvera Shabbos, Hoyisham, Yoim Ashuk, Eminim Sachim, Mokum Shinogu. Used to be the business day there. They used to have the flea market then. So people used to travel there. So that's mutter. You can make it there before Shabbos. By the Torah Rabbon, ain't tzorin ala yorish shalochim. You're going to have mechoma on the goyim. You can't siege the city. Pachus megim yom kredim Shabbos. The last 3 days before Shabbos, you can't start. But the same svaro that 3 days before Shabbos, you have to start thinking about Shabbos, not to put yourself in a matzah that'll have to be mechal Shabbos. But before that, you don't have to think about it. So you have to start the mechama, then it comes on Shabbos in the middle of the mechama, pikuach nefesh, you're allowed to continue fighting. So the mar of yim is chilu, but if you started to fight before Shabbos, eim asikin, you don't have to stop fighting on Shabbos. The mar is pikuach nefesh then, but you're allowed to continue fighting on Shabbos. V'chein ho yisham yim, the pasuk says, ad ridito, beat them up, k'lagamri, afilu v'shabbos. Even if it comes, you have to fight on Shabbos, pikuach nefesh, it's mutter. He was machmen the Mishnah that he used to give his clothing into the cleaners 3 days before Shabbos. Like Beshama, the cleaners should not work on Shabbos. Tanya, Omer Absodik, Kachoyim and Hogar Shabbos Rabbi Gamliel. Shere Neistin and Kliloven used to give white clothing, Lekoyvet Gimel Yom Kredin Shabbos. He used to clean a white beged, took a long time, it took 3 days to have it clean, so he gave it in 3 days beforehand. Otsvoyim, it was a colored shirt, afilu be'er Shabbos. Because it's very easy to clean a colored shirt. It takes a few hours. So even there is Shabbos, the guy could finish it before Shabbos. So the moment of the Reim will Madnu, from this halacha we see, Shalavein in Koshim Lechovsim, Yosim in Atzuyim. It's harder to clean a white beggar than is a colored beggar. Abaye have a Yoyim Lohu Monolith Tzviyim, Lakatzvi, gave a colored beggar into the cleaners. Omalei Kama Boyis, how much you want to charge for this to clean my colored shirt? Alavai, Omalei Kedachuri, I want the same price like I charged to clean a white shirt. Or Malay, nah, you're jipping me. We learned around the Brisa. That what? That's much harder to clean a white shirt than a colored shirt. So you can't charge the same price? You're doing something really jipping me. You give your wash into the laundry man to have it cleaned. Give it to him, weigh it before you give your clothing in. Then you take it back from him, weigh it again to make sure how much got lost in the wash. If you get back too much, you'll be mafsid. The katsu koyves. Kama boys like a kvakonor rabbonish lamadu shalavainim koshlam lechavson. Yosem and atzavainus. They can't charge me so much money for a colored shirt as a white shirt. Lemishcho yimredenu benesinosu bechirosay. Count everything you give to the cleaners before and afterwards. The kavsi beroyschin. The what? The toffee, if you get the more back. The master, right. Stretched out. The roiskin, right. So wash it out to make sure, weigh it before and weigh it afterwards, and measure it to make sure you got back the same begodim you gave in. Shouldn't be too much to less. What's the cause?